Chapter 18. The wind filled the sail and pulled me onto my feet as soon as I hit the water. It was my harbor, my home. I was headed out to protect this place, to do battle with some sort of sea monster. Did I have a plan? Yeah, I had a plan. I would put myself between the barge and its destination. I would make my point loud and clear to whomever was running that ship that it was not wanted. The words were on my wing. I believed in the unbelievable as I skidded across the surface of the water. Lighter than a bird, more invulnerable than a rhinoceros, I believed that I could somehow get out of there, show them that they were wrong, and that they'd turn around and take their deadly payload back to where it came from. In other words, I had lost all my common sense, but I wasn't thinking reasonably just then. I wanted to prove my point. The wind was brisk and kind. I tacked north, then south and east. I finally out through the channel, past the dead-end road on the far side of the harbor mouth. It wasn't just the wind that was pulling me along. It was the fire that bloomed inside my chest of a never-again loser who was about to prove that he could win and that he could go it alone if he had to. My nerves were like dancing wires of raw electricity. I cruised out into the ocean and off towards the sandbar to the south. The waves, the sparkling, cracking, hollow little waves. There I shot up in the air. I danced along the face of them. I swooped and swayed like the gulls around me as the barge neared the harbor mouth. I wanted them to see me. Nobody could miss the yellow and blue sail. I wanted whoever was on that barge to see me here first, to see me snapping up into the sky in rebellion of gravity, to see me racing along the sea at the speed of light. I wanted them to see I was no ordinary mortal human being. I was someone capable of feats of the impossible, and the forces of sun and sea were my allies. The barge slowed as it neared the harbor mouth. I saw two men on deck. Inside must have been a third piloting the big ugly crate. They saw me. They saw me loop a high arc up into the sky as I shot over the top of a meter-high wave and came down for a perfect splashdown. They saw me, and they were saying to themselves that they had never seen anything like it in their lives. I'm sure of it. They saw some crazy kid performing aerial maneuvers like he was living on a planet with zero gravity. I popped over top of my final wave and grabbed the wind with my sail, rocketing towards the barge now. I was tucked low, harnessed in, barely hanging onto the sail in a downwind crusher race to beat the diesel-breathing engine to the harbor mouth. As I came up close from behind the barge, I watched as the two guys in overalls read the message on my sail. I tried to speak. I tried to shout. But at first, nothing came out. The diesel engine was a dull roar now as I came up behind the barge and jumped the wake on both sides like I was water skiing behind the boat. The two men were smiling at me. I didn't like that. They thought I was out here fooling around. They were missing the point. I surveyed the load of barrels, barrels of poison destined to be pumped up into the sky. I pulled in alongside the boat as close as I dared. I pointed to the message on my sail. One guy nodded. Yeah, he'd read the message. He stuck his middle finger up in the air at me. I saw the contortion of anger on the other guy's face as well. I could see the man in the steering house now, and he gave me a hard look from behind his sunglasses. I was holding an easy position parallel with him, and I was hoping I'd have enough speed to keep up with the barge, which was now moving along at a better clip than I had expected. I faded away from the barge as we entered into the harbor, trying to make up my mind what to do next. That's when I saw the car pull up to a stop ahead at the end of the west road. A guy was jumping out with a camera. Nick had made it. I waved and he waved back. Just then, the barge captain gunned the engine. The stack blew out a dark, ugly cloud of smoke, and the engine growled as its prop chewed away at the water. I was losing ground and had to circle back around the barge, jumping the wake on each side until I was on the other side of the boat, in a better position to use the wind. "Go home," I shouted to the men on board now. I had found my voice. "You're not wanted here. We won't let you wreck this place." I don't know why I said we. There was only me out there. Who knows if they heard me. I knew that I hadn't done anything more than slightly annoy these men. Later, they'd have a good laugh, and that would be it. Nick was up ahead, though. He was already snapping off pictures with his camera that had a big telephoto lens. In another minute, the barge would have passed him by. Time for my move. I dug my feet and made a turn. The wind was driving me now. I matched the speed of the barge, and then I went faster. I was vectoring in towards the barge again. I'm sure that from on deck it looked like I was ready to smash right into the side of it. But I pulled in even harder on the sail, gained more momentum. I had a terrible split second of doubt, and whatever trace was left on my caution made me unhook my harness. If I was going to go down, I didn't want to be tangled up with my board and sail. The captain of the boat saw me coming at him, saw me picking up speed and heading straight for an intersect path. But I would be slightly ahead of this black charging monster. I would put myself in its path. I knew that if the wind let up even a whisper, I'd lose my speed. We were directly in front of Nick, now who was out on the rock seawall. I jammed the tail again and cut directly into the path of the barge. "Go home," I shouted at them again at the top of my lungs. Everything happened so fast. Maybe I thought that they'd actually listen, that they would kill the engine and let me talk to them, tell them why they should go home and not leave their deadly load here at our harbor. But they probably figured I was just a crazy kid who was bluffing. And suddenly I was where I had aimed myself to be. I was directly in front of the barge as I continued to barrel ahead, and I hadn't counted on the power of the outgoing current of the tide that was working against me. I had a split second of awareness that I wasn't going to make it. I heard the engine throttle down, but I saw dark, cold steel plating right at eye level and knew that I wasn't going to make it. I prayed for a sudden gust of wind from the right direction to save me, but my prayer wasn't answered. As the weight of this ugly monster bore down on me, I ditched the sail and I dove. I didn't even have time to get an honest gulp of air. I dove away and I dove deep, but I had the terrible feeling that it was all over, that I wasn't going to make it this time, that losers never do have a fighting chance after all.